The weekend begins right here, right now.
You're listening to 90.4 FM Ride Time Radio.
Oh, but this ain't any of normal weekend, is it? Oh, no. This is the beginning of the Volcano Hunt 2024.
Get your motor running. Get out on the highway. Looking for adventure.
Listening to 90.4 FM, this is Ride Time Radio. We are getting ready for the biggest hunt of the year. This is going to be the start of the weekend, the start of the Volcano Hunt 2024. And it is going to be such an amazing day tomorrow. We've released the details of the route. So if you are looking for the route and trying to get prepared for that, then take a look on YouTube. You can also take a look on some of the channels. It's gone out by email as well. And there will be QR codes on the day that you can scan and you can find the route there as well. But be prepared. Get yourself ready and look your best, right? Because we have got PBF Insurance Services and I'm going to be giving Sarah a call in about 20 minutes' time, see if we can get her on the line and just have a quick chat with her. They are going to be looking for the best looking volcano hunter 2024. And they've put up a prize for this of €150 in cash, right? This is from PBF Insurance Services Tenerife. And they have a trophy that you can proudly display and let everybody who ever enters your home know that you were the best looking dude or dudette at this year's Volcano Hunt 2024.
He left it out back on the high.
Roses off that Use Your Illusion album. Good album, that. Good album. Some great stuff on there and some great stuff lined up for the weekend. If you haven't got your tickets yet, then get out there and get them. There's no twin tickets left. They're sold out. There is some single tickets and there's entrance-only tickets left now. But you can get them on Toma Tickets still until 12 o'clock tonight. There will be tickets tomorrow if there's any available, but you will have to queue for them and you will have to wait for them. So, if you want to avoid the queue and if you want to avoid the messing around, then just go and get them from Toma Ticket. Or go over to Easy Rider at Las Chafiras. Very, very simple. Or go to Asador La Cueva, the actual event. Go and get your tickets, right? Boxing, Barbers, Juan has got tickets up in the north. There is no excuse. So please, please, please get advance tickets. It just makes it easier for us on the day. Now, what else have we got happening? Well, we've got the Aces High. They're getting ready for the car park gig. They're going to be playing for us on the morning whilst we get the bikes kind of organised and we get everything in order before we go on the hunt. And we will go in search and hunt down that volcano. Now, we'll be making one stop on the way, okay? And that will all be revealed as we go through the route. We'll put that on there. We're not saying anything in advance because we like to do this and we like to do a little bit in secret. So we just get everybody revved up a little bit and revved up and what it is. Now, remember, when you hear the sound of the hunting horn, the response on the volcano hunt is to also sound the horn on the bike. And that's where we get everybody revved up. That'll be happening about 12 o'clock and we'll be getting ready to leave. The actual route will be about 2.5 hours. If you've got small bikes, don't worry. We've got marshals this year clearly marked out and we'll have marshals at the back with the smaller bikes. We'll have marshals within the pack. So if the pack gets split up, we can see where we're going. And of course, we'll be up at the front as well. So don't worry, right? We've got things planned out this year to make things a lot easier on the hunt and make it easier to keep the pack together, yeah? We don't want nobody stopping traffic and stuff like that. We don't interfere with the services and the road services or anything like that. We just follow each other. That's all we have to do, okay? If you've got a small bike and you're worried, or don't worry, just hang back, go with the smaller bikes at the back. It's not a problem. We are ready, right? Here's a bit of AC/DC, Safe in New York City.
Del año. La Tenerife Volcano Hunt Extravaganza. Un día diferente lleno de emociones, magia, motos, tattoos y mucha música. Con el tributo europeo a los Foo Fighters, Fran Chafino y su espectacular show de flamenco. Espera, hay más. Exhibición de motos y la única Tattoo Expo de Tenerife. El sonido en directo de los Bad Bone Stompers y la magia de cerca del gran Johnny Cardle. Un evento inolvidable para todas las edades. Únete a nosotros en la Cueva Restaurante Aldea Blanca para un día y una noche inolvidables. Compra tus entradas en tomaticket.es o visitando volcanohunt.com. Este año, más grande y mucho mejor. The Volcano Hunt Extravaganza.
Got a man at home, so they think that they're above you. Who's gonna love you when I'm not around? Who's gonna love you when I'm not in town? It's me, it's me. Wishing more and more that I could be near you. Calling on the phone just so I can hear you. Who's gonna
So there you go. A little bit of interruption there as I got pulled out of the studio. But never mind. Right, we're back on track. So what else do we need to prepare for the day? Well, you need to make sure your bike's right. You need to make sure you're there on time. If you're doing competitions and we are looking for five of each category in the bikes, right? So we're looking for five best modern classics to be picked for that category. We're looking for the best five Harley Davidsons. We're looking for the best five classic bikes. That's anything kind of 25 years or older. We're looking for the best of show, which is a bit of a wild card, sponsored by Slackjaw Apparel. We're looking for them as well. So all of these bikes will be picked from the bikes when you come in. Enter your bikes into the show. You never know. You might get picked, and then you're in for a chance. Number one, you're going to get reimbursed for your entrance ticket price, €15. Number two, then you're going to get the chance to go into the competition, and you may win one of the prizes, one of the amazing trophies made by William down at Easy Rider Tenerife. And you could be going home with a nice bit of stash in your pocket. So get ready for those motorcycle shows. Get there early. Bikes start getting there for about 10 o'clock, right? Let us get you in. Let us get the paperwork done on your bike so we know what you've got. We know what you're entering. And then the judges will have a wander round and pick out the best five for each category. That is all going to start at 10 a.m. So get your motor running because it's all happening this weekend. We'll be right back. great when we do stuff like this because we're able to invite people onto the show and have a chat with them. And when you've got people who are sponsoring events at the Volcano Hunt 2024, it's nice to get them on and have a little chat. Now, I'm going to see if we can get Sarah on the line from PPF Insurance Services. Now, they are responsible for the Volcano Hunter of the Year 2024. Now, this is a special prize that we give, and we're going to let Sarah tell you exactly what she's going to be looking for. Sarah, are you on the line with us?
Hello, Adam. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Very well indeed. Great to have you on the show this morning. So I've just been kind of letting everybody know that PBF Insurance Services, you're looking for the Volcano Hunter of the Year this year. You're sponsoring. So, Sarah, tell us, what are you going to be looking for at the show?
Okay, so I will look for the one person that is cool. I mean, the cool and quirky winner of the this year Volcano Hunt. And I'm really, really happy to be part of this event.
You can't pick Carlos, you know that, don't you? Because if Carlos is all ripped up and shredded and he comes with his little leather jacket hanging off him, like, you can't be doing that, right? Because it's going to look too like, you know, he's in on it, you know, because he is your partner.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to pick Carlos. So Carlos, if you're listening, I'm sorry, my friend, but you're out of the picture. It doesn't matter how ripped up you are. How's he doing with his bodybuilding anyway? Is he's got any shows coming up?
Well, I think that this year might be coming on something, but I really need to talk with Carlo because he is a bodybuilder, but I am not into gym at all.
Well, you always look very slim and very good, though, Sarah.
So
we're going to be looking for that cool dude or dudette. And it's sponsored by PBF Insurance Services.
Mm-hmm.
You're down in Fania Bay in the Aquamar, isn't it?
That is correct. Yes, we are there. And we've been here in Tenerife for 7 years now. Can you hear me, Adam?
Yes, I've got you, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we have, we've been in Canary Island for 20 years and we are specialized with expats. So we really work with people, foreigners who are coming to live in Tenerife. And our specialization is with businesses, with life and health insurance. So, yeah.
Well, all of my insurance services are with you. You're a great company to work with. And anybody out there who's listening and looking for different types of insurance, they are the people to go and see. They will really look after you and you know, help you through claim situations, get the insurance that you need. And not over. One of the things I like about your company, sorry, is you don't oversell the insurance to us. So you give us what we do need instead of all these other bells and whistles that's not really needed and you're never going to use, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we choose people on their values, okay? We're not aggressive on people and we try to help people instead of selling them something. So thank you, Adam. I really appreciate what you say because this is the thing that is most important to us. So thank you very much.
Well, you know that most people don't speak to anybody who's involved in insurance.
I know.
So now that everybody knows you're an insurance service person, you may not even get anybody to talk to you tomorrow. What is the telephone number for the business, Sarah, where people can get in touch with you?
Okay, so we have a couple of numbers, but I think that the WhatsApp number would be the best one to give, okay?
Yeah.
So the number is the 642.
Okay.
126331.
126331. Okay, everybody, if you're listening, if you're looking for insurance, if you're looking for some good deals on different types of insurance, business insurance as well, go and see Sarah at PBF Insurance Services. It's well worth having a chat with them. So I'm going to really look forward
to seeing you
tomorrow. You're coming on the back of Carlos tomorrow. You're riding?
Me too. Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
Fantastic. We're going to do the hunt together, and then we will see you on the stage presenting that amazing trophy and the prize money that you've put forward for €150, which is really appreciated as a sponsor for the show. Thank you so much to all of you and your team there.
Thank you, Adam. And I see you tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Have a fantastic day. Okay.
You too. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. So there you go. Lovely to speak to Sarah there from PBF Insurance Services. Now, remember, you can find them down in Fania Bay at the Aquamall. They've got their offices down there. There is lots of different offices everywhere. They're on different islands as well. But this is the Tenerife version of PBF Insurance. So go and see them. If you need anything, then you can find them down there. Now, tomorrow, make sure your bikes are in good shape. You don't want to be breaking down on the route. So give your bike a good look over today, talking about maintenance, insurance, stuff like that. Make sure everything's there. Everything is set, right? We do not race, okay? The actual route is not a race. And I must stress that. It isn't a race. It isn't about getting somewhere quickly. It is about riding together with different nationalities, different people from all over the world, because we all share this beautiful island and we ride together side by side. And we prove to the world that it can be done and we can ride in peace. He's a bit of motoring. little bit of Lemmy. Whoa, that's really warming me up for tomorrow. Remember, the 20th of April is the Volcano Hunt 2024. We've got the bikes coming at 10 o'clock. We will leave for the hunt. Now, there's been a bit of confusion here, right? We used to meet at the BP, right, when we was a smaller kind of show. Now the show has grown that little bit more. We've been able to move into the venue. We've been able to move on to tickets to, because now we have a big professional venue, more of a professional vibe going on. And we are meeting at Asador La Cueva Campesino, which is the restaurant venue that we are doing everything at. So everything starts there and everything finishes there. The route starts there. We have all the entertainment there. Everything is going on from that same place. Now, there is some roadworks around that area, yeah, which is unfortunate, but it is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it, okay? So the road is now a one-way street. You must come round either from Buzanada or down via the castle. You can't come the back way through Llano de Cameo. You can't come back up that road there. So it is a one-way street now. You need to make sure that you are coming round. But it's quite easy to find, really. It's a great venue. It's a massive car park, which is what we need, and everybody can be parked there. Now, that also gives us the ability to offer you overnight parking. Now, if you want to leave your bikes there, they will be safe. We will have gated, locked gates there all night. And you can leave the bike there, which means you can have a drink, leave the bike, come back and get your bike tomorrow morning. Well, Sunday morning. Which leads us on to the next thing, which I'm going to tell you all about right after this.
Visiting is pretty. Visiting is good. It seems that all they ever wanted was a brother. This could be a secret. We can keep it good. We'll be right back.
and vibes in your favorite station.
You're listening to 90.4 FM, Ride Time Radio.
So what are we going to do on the Sunday then? Right. Well, look, if you want an amazing show, right, you can't do an amazing show in just one day. You need to spread it out a little bit. Right. And the best way to do that, in my opinion, is we extend it into the Sunday. So for those people who want to come and join us on the Sunday, we will be leaving on Sunday at about 11 o'clock from the car park. So we've got to go down there anyway. We've got to open up, let people get their bikes who've left their bikes there. And we thought, what better way to do it than let's just have a hangover run. Right. Now, what's a hangover run, right? Well, it's not you hang over your bike and you try and run along with it. No, you don't do that, right? What you do is you actually probably turn up with a bit of a fuzzy head and we blow the cobwebs out by getting on the bike and taking it over the mountain, right? And that's the best way to. It won't be a big run, won't be a big, long, extensive ride. It'll be about an hour. We'll probably go up to Villaflor, go up to La Paz, have a coffee, and then we're going to head down to the treehouse where we would normally take the show anyway. So we're going to head down there, and they have a band there ready for us. We're going to have beers, band, bit of music, bit of food. We're just going to have a relax, because that's where I'm going to be able to kind of kick my boots off a little bit and relax after the show and the event. So there's a lot going on, of course. You've got the whole day on the Saturday, and if you are hungover and looking for something to do on Sunday morning to get rid of the pain, come and join us. Here's a bit of Buck Cherry. This is off that Volume 10 album. Very impressed with this one. This is called Pain.
Some will say I threw it all away. Some will say I'm happier. Some will say that I'm troubled. Some will say I wasted all my days. I had it all. Some will say I got some demons, and they come out when it rains.
Yeah.
Now then, we also have the Tattoo Show and the Tattoo Expo at the event this year, of course. That's going to be headed by Lucifer Tattoo Studio, Adriano and Stephanie. They're also going to have Gustavo joining us from El Medano Inc. And we also have Juan from Boxing Barbers. That's the same judging panel as we had last year. They will be looking for the best tattoo, the best line work, the best style. And it needs to be Canary Islands kind of projects. Anybody who lives or resides here who's a tattoo artist or a studio here, Tenerife or the Canaries, you can bring that work along, you can show it off, and there is a prize of €250 from Atlantic Radio. And they've sponsored the event, and there is a nice, nice trophy as well. Now, that is usually for the artist, but it depends if you're friends with him, right? You might want to keep it yourself. We don't have any control over that bit, but you will be presented with the trophy, and you will be presented with that €250. Best way to prepare your tattoo, exfoliate the skin, remove any hair, make sure that it's nice and bright. Use some Vaseline or some tattoo gum. You can get that from the tattoo studios. And it will make this tattoo really stand out, yeah, especially when you take photos and pictures and stuff like that. A little bit of shine on the skin is going to make it look much, much better. So that will start about 4 o'clock, judging for the Tattoo Show. So make sure you are ready. Then weather and riding conditions for today and the weekend. Well, listen, we've got plenty of bikes going out today. So everybody who's riding our machines this weekend, then you're going to be in for a great weekend. It's going to cool down a little bit, which is going to make it a little bit easier. We was out riding yesterday when we was preparing the route, and it's very, very warm. But now it's cooled down a little bit. The air quality is better. And tomorrow it's going to be even better again. And we get back to kind of normal April temperatures between 21, 23 degrees, lows of about 16. As we go up into the mountains, if it has cooled down that little bit, be prepared. You might want an extra layer up there because it can cool down considerably very quickly. So you may want to just take a light jacket with you or a hoodie or something for when we go over the mountain range. We'll be heading down. And then weekend, Sunday is about the same. A little bit overcast, but cool temperatures, which probably is what we're looking for this weekend at the Volcano Hunt. If you are picking bikes up off us today, then they will be ready there and waiting for you. I know we've got plenty of bikes going out. And remember, Sunday, please let us know your return times if you're bringing bikes back to us on Sunday, because we might be a little bit hungover. So, this is it. This is the last time you're going to see me, well, till tomorrow on the day. But the last time you'll hear me live until possibly Tuesday. I don't think I'll be doing a live show on Monday morning. We may be using a pre-recorded one for that one. We've got Get Twisted coming out. That will be out featuring the new album from the Cinelli Brothers. We've also got James and Agata on at 5 p.m. today as they go into the drive time session on Friday with Hit the Road. We've got Freddie Dobbs on Saturday morning, as usual. We have the boys from the Adventure, Trial and Adventure podcast. They'll be on Sunday. MotoGP catch-up on Saturday afternoon. So everything really going on. And, of course, we'll all be at the Volcano Hunt 2024. We look forward to getting the show on the road. We look forward to seeing you all, and we want to see just everyone having an amazing time. So that's it. I'm checking out there. I'm going to leave you there with a bit more of the Cult, and we'll be back, of course, between 11 and 12 with the Late Breakfast Show, and then I say I'll be back on the radio on Tuesday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Get prepared for the biggest hunt of your life.
Hey everybody, this is Alessandro Cinelli from the Cinelli Brothers, and you're listening to Right Time Radio.
I'm the real thing.